Time now to take five for your community. A service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Linda Cornelius is with us from the Daviess County Historical Society and the Daviess County Museum. Hi, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning, Duane.
Thanks for coming in. Now, Hometown Heroes Salute to Veterans coming up this Sunday, an annual program put on by the Historical Society and the Museum. Tell us all about what you got going on Sunday.
Well, I'm really excited because we have a wonderful fourth floor military display, but we've brought in extra things for this that will be set up right on the second floor that people can view. It's all Daviess County, and it's amazing what Daviess County is and has been.
And we've had a lot of great people are serving, and those that have passed on serving. I tell you, so many great things to check out at that Daviess County
Absolutely.
Museum.
Absolutely. I just keep digging and finding out more things, and I'm just amazed and so proud.
Now, this Hometown Salute going to take place Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, right?
Correct, at the museum.
Is there any cost to get in or anything?
Absolutely not. It's honoring the veterans, and there'll be a reception with cookies and punch, and then the parade will follow.
This is, again, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. You need to get there. Daviess County Museum, show your support for these veterans who have definitely given their time to fight for the freedoms that we enjoy each and every day. Of course, Veterans Day is officially on Monday, but this program is going to be Sunday. 2 o'clock, the program starts, and then we're going to go to a big Hometown Heroes Parade beginning at 4, right, Linda?
That's right. And this year we have something that's exciting. It's a box float contest. It's for all school-aged children, and you can Google box float and get some ideas. There's three divisions, and there are cash prizes in each division.
Cash prizes for
yes.
This. Now, the box flow is unique. This is something that hasn't been tried before that I can think of around here.
That's right. It's so expensive to make a big float, and it takes so much time. And I wanted to get the young people involved and let them learn more of our history. So as they research a patriotic float, they're learning, too, and having fun.
Now, the box float is basically just that. It's the student with a box around them, right?
Yes, they can wear it, or they can put it on a little red wagon and pull it. And I have judges coming from out of town that won't know anyone, and I'm just really excited about it.
Now, grade categories, let's talk about the age divisions here, because there are three, as you said.
Okay, first and fourth grade will be one division. Fifth through eighth is a division, and then all high school students compete against each other. And we're going to meet at the library to be judged, and they are not going to cross the highway. They're going to stop at the Bicentennial Park there on Main Street where people can view them.
Okay, so again, be sure to get the kids involved in the box float contest at the Hometown Heroes Parade this Sunday. Gets underway at 4 o'clock. Meet at the library first for judging. They'll go east, then up Main Street, across 7th Street. And again, the actual parade will be a part of this, too. And all veterans, all civic groups and organizations are invited to participate in this.
Yes,
right?
I am urging them to call. Let me know they're on their way. I want to say that the kids need to fill out a registration form. They can pull it off of our Facebook page, or they can drop in the museum. And it says it has to be turned in by tomorrow. But if they fill it all out and get it signed by their parents, the first through fourth graders need an adult to walk with them in the parade. And they can bring it that Sunday when they come.
Again, get signed up, and this is cash prizes for each of the age divisions. This is a Hometown Heroes Parade Salute to honor all veterans box float contest. But don't forget to stop by the museum first at 2 o'clock for the Hometown Heroes program, Salute to Veterans, at the Daviess County Museum. If you have questions or more information or need more information, they can always contact the museum, right, Linda?
Absolutely.
812-257-0301. Is the number. This all happens downtown, and it all happens this Sunday. Weather-wise, temperature calling for 54 degrees, so it's going to be a great day for this.
That'll be the first time we didn't freeze.
Get out and be a part of it and salute our veterans as Veterans Day is set for Monday, and this special program will be Sunday afternoon starting at 2 at the Daviess County Museum. Linda, thank you so much.
Appreciate you
stopping in today.
Hope to see you all there.
Have a great day. Take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.